This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Three weeks as we approach Tisha B'Av. It's important, of course, to talk about what the Churban Habayis means to us today, practically speaking, and what is our avodah in these 3 weeks to hasten building the Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach. Chazal tell us that it's not enough to say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed years ago, but we're at fault if we don't bring about the Binyan HaMikdash today. Kol Shaloi Nivne B'Yomov, Kilu Nechra B'Yomov, Chazal tell us. So it's not something that we could just wash our hands and say, Yadeinu Lo Yishafchu Es Hadam Hazeh. It's not our responsibility. It's not something we've caused. No, we're directly responsible. We're going to be held accountable if the Beis HaMikdash is not Nivna B'Yameinu. So what is our avodah? What should we do in order to hasten the Binyan HaMikdash? Becomes what we must speak about. We must identify what we must do today in these days. So I'd like to bring out a nekuda, an understanding in Churban Habayis. And this would lead us to understand the anecdote of Binyan Habayis, how to be zoiche to be, that we should have the Beis HaMikdash built in our times. I'd like to begin with an interesting medrash, very touching medrash. Medrash Eicha tells us that the night of Tisha B'Av, Avraham Avinu enters the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanders around. The Rebbeinu Shalom grabs Avraham Avinu and he tells him, "Mal Yedid Beveisi, Yedid, my friend, what is my friend doing in my home?" Interesting expression. What are you doing here? No, it's with a title, Yedid, my friend. Avraham Avinu responds, "I'm here, Bonai Heichonheim. Came searching for my children. I want to know where they are." Sefer Bina Leitim, it's quoted in Reb Chaim Ginzburg Shlita, the Chashev Talmid Chachamim of Lakewood Yeshiva, recently became a Yeshiva in Ponovich, put out a sefer on the Nyanim of Churban in 3 weeks in Beis HaMikdash. And in the sefer, he quotes from the sefer Bina Leitim that discusses this question, why the title, Yedid, Mal Yedid Beveisi. And also he discusses there the Shakl of Ataria, the discussion. What was the Rabbeinu Shlom asking him? What was Avraham Avinu responding? You can look there for a full analysis of this medrash. I'd like to offer a different pshat. I saw the kasha there, so I'm giving credit to where credit is due. But I'd like to offer a different interpretation. What is a yedid? Avraham Avinu was called Yedid. We say this by the Bris Milah, the Bracha, Asher Kideish Yedid Mi Beten. Tosfos says it's either going on Avraham Avinu or it's going on Yitzchak. Regardless, either Avraham is the Yedid, Yitzchak's the Yedid, and why Yedid? Say the Mefarshim, Yedid implies an extreme close friendship. Almost to a pact, a bris of friendship. That's a yedid. We think yedidus is, yeah, I see him in shul and I wave hello and goodbye to him. That's not a yedid. It's close, it's a start, it's a good It's a good thing, not a bad thing. But a yadid takes more than just a wave of hello and goodbye. What is a yadid? A yadid is almost like a pact. Thank you very much. I see you're a wise man. Besides being a good Balmidas Tavis. Yedidus goes with a bris, with a treaty. We know Avraham Avinu had treaties of friendship with Onir, Eshkol, and Mamre. Friendships come with the Yedidus. I believe that the bris of Mila brings out the fact that Avraham was Yedid, and that's why by the bris we say, Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beta. Avraham made a bris. In a treaty, it was a pact with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Notice that at the bris we sing Yedidim Rei Memucha, we bring out the Klal Yisrael or Yedidim. Avraham Avinu is wandering in the Beis Hamikdash. He is coming, Vimezakdin Yiddish Tzufateidikin. He's coming to protect, he's coming to claim amnesty for Klal Yisrael. Protect them, protect them. Zakhtar Rebbeinu Shleilam, Mal Yedid Bevesi, it's not about Yedidus. That's not going to protect, that's not going to bring out the Haganah, the protection for Klal Yisrael, because of Rubris. They've went against the treaty. They've sinned in the carnal Averis, the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the tenets of Teiran, the tenets of the Bris of Torah. So Mal Yedid Bevesi, the fact of Avraham Avinu that you're a Yedid, if that's your Taina, if that's your Saneger, if that is going to be your defense for Klal Yisrael, Mal Yedid Bevesi, it's not going to work. Says Avraham, I'm not coming that Klal Yisrael should have amnesty because they're Yedid, because they kept the bris. No. I understand that they didn't keep the bris. I'm coming because Banai Hechonim, they're still the children. And as Banai, Chazal tell us, Yisrael Afal Pishachatu, they're Banim, they still remain Banim. That title, and that kesher with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, never falls away. Bina Leitim, it's similar talk, but this is a little bit different along the Kav that we're speaking. He also learns that it was that Avraham was coming to protect, Avraham was coming to Taina, Ayin Sham. But I would like to say this pshat, that Avraham was claiming Yedid. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom say. You think you're going to claim that you're a Yedid, and therefore I should protect Klal Yisrael Avru. Bris. They're not Yedidim. Says Avraham, I'm not coming out Yedid. I'm coming because Banai, they're my children. And because they're my children, therefore I feel that you should protect them and grant them, so to speak, amnesty. Grant them Mechila, overlook the Avera. What is the point of Banai? I'd like to tell you over a beautiful pshat from the Yeruchim. What is the basis of the love of the Rebbeinu Shleilam for Klal Yisrael? Yiddishak minivas pashteit the ahava. Where is the ahava? Where is it linked to? What is the shayrish of the love? Says Reb Reuchem, it's a mefurish pasuk in Dvarim, Perik Yud, pasuk Tezvav, Rak Bava Yisecha, Choshak Hashem, Lav Oysa. Actually, the Rebbeinu Shleilam has cheshik, has love for the avos, and therefore va'yivchar bizaro machreyem bochem yikol ha'amim kayoyim hazeh. Says Rabbi Yeruchim that the Yid carries the genetic makeup, so to speak, of zeratat is the avos, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam loves the material, so to speak, of what the avos are made of. The Rachmanim, the Baishanim, the Gaimle Chasadim, the Midis, the Chesed. And so, Klal Yisrael, as the children of those Avos, have those same tchunis. Memeila Zakrib Yuchim, that's the Torah is teaching us the secret of the kasher, the secret of the love the Rabbeinu Shalom has, the unconditional love. Where does it come? Why? What's the unconditional love? The Teretz is because Bonaihem, Yisrael Afopi Shechotu, they still have a din Bonim. Maybe the bris, they were all even. But deep down in the Midas of Bonai, they still have. Avraham is coming to claim, in the Pasuk it says that you care about the Bonim of the others and you love them. So, be Meichel, protect, give them the amnesty. This L'chayra is the Pshat L'chazal. Notice, Rabbi, says something interesting. Chazal tell us that the first Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav because of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. How long after the first Churban was the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt? 70 years later. It took 70 years to clean up, so to speak. Shechas Damim, Gilarayis. Last Beis HaMikdash, the second one, was because of Sinas Chinam, and still 2,000 years later, we're still stuck in it. We're still stuck in the problem. Is it Shavah? Is it Shakal? You see for me an unbelievable thing, that after the Shvichas Dam and the Gilarayis, still, we could come back quickly and have a Beis HaMikdash. 70 years of Gullus is able to correct that. 2,000s, thousands of years isn't enough to correct Sinas Chinam. Pili Ployim. And the Teretz is, the way we're saying, is beautiful. Because the Ahava, the love that the Rabbeinu Shloim has for Klal Yisrael, is Ahava which is tluya only on one davar. That is that they have the Midas. The chesed, they have the rachmanim, the baishanim, the gaim lechasadim. So if that falls away, then there's no Beis HaMikdash. Gil Arayis, Avodah Zarah, yeah, it's the Gimel Chamuris. From the Gimel Chamuris. 70 years. Alright, you did tshuva. Sinas Chinam goes to the heart of the kesher the Rabbi Yisrael has with Klal Yisrael. You know, the Mefarshim ponder, why is it that Sinas Chinam is Geirim, that with the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed? I mean, how is it Zeh Luma Zeh, how is it Mida Keneged Mida? What's the kesher, what's the Shaychus? So a lot of Mefarshim discuss that the Indian of the Beis HaMikdash was to be Miyachid Klal Yisrael, was to unite Klal Yisrael. People don't realize the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Oy L'Regel, when Eden used to come together, it was a mitzvah for everyone to come. Was there room for everyone? How can everyone fit into a Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is 500 Amos by 500 Amos, Sach HaKol, that's it. How could you fit? How could you fit God's Klal Yisrael in 500 Amos? Chazal said, "Mi oylam liyamal tzar liyamakim." It fit. Oynim tzvufim, mishtachim revachim. I always say to myself, "What's oynim tzvufim?" Together tzafuf. That's how they stood. But when they bowed, they had room. So make a nest already, that they should be oymid revachim. Why do you need that they should be oymed tzafuf, that they should stand squished together, if I may use the language, squished together, squashed. And then when they bow, they make already a nest that they should stand comfortably. Make it a comfortable experience to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And the answer is, oymed tzafuf, we need to stand together, close together. Hey, it's not supposed to be considered uncomfortable. And that brings out the nesem, mishtachim revachim. You know, it's when you don't like each other, there's not enough room. The shul could be so big, there's never enough room. All the kashir shuls, the shtiblach, tight, small little room, fit many more people than you can imagine. As the galus gets longer, the shuls have to get bigger. I'm not saying, Baruch Hashem, I'm not one to give mussar, trust me, I'm far, you know me already long enough. I don't give mussar. I don't think I'm right to give mussar. I talk from the heart what I feel, what I observe. And I observe that there was a time and a place where a small little shtibu was good enough to fit many more people. And you can fit into a very, very big, large shul. Oindim tzfufim, the mishtachim, the revachim, is the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Achtus is the point of the Beis HaMikdash. To unite. We united around the Rebbeinu Shloilam. We all had one cause. We united around Avoid and the Karbonis. And this is what the Mefarshim are saying. If there's no Achtus, there's no point in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash had to be taken away because of Sinas Chinam. I would like to offer another pshat based on everything we've spoken till now. You know, the Beis HaMikdash represents, so to speak, the house, the home. Klal Yisrael was married to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Yom Chasnusa, Yom Simchas Libay. And where is the home? The home is the Beis HaMikdash. You know, you could do things wrong, and then it needs, so to speak, counseling, help, tikkun. But if the Hav is not in the home, and the home ceases to exist, even if it stands. The ahava that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael, like I spoke to you, is based on their midas, it's based on their ahava, their love one for the other. That's what it's based on. And if that's not there, then the home is not there either. Just like a home, if there's problems, it can be fixed, the problem. But if the base is not there, the love is not there, the ahava is not there. I believe Sinas Chinam pokes at the heart of the ahava that Rabbi Shem has for us. Now, of course, the ahava is still there. It's as if the ahava is not there. We know the Kruvim, Rishmav, the Beis HaMikdash, the Rebbeinu Shalom made it to look like there was tremendous Ahav. Ahav is always there. That's the Avos Chal Tosmi Menolei Lamin. The love the Rebbeinu Shalom has for us can't go away. That's impossible to fall away. But Churban is where the love, where the Klal Yisrael loses its chayim, where Klal Yisrael loses its, what the Pasuk says, Rak Bavisecha Choshek Hashem Lav Oysam. If that falls away, so then the whole kesher falls away. And that's why Sinas Chinam is so detrimental in Churban HaBayis. It speaks to the heart of the tenets of what the Bayis is all about. The relationship with Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shloim is based on the Ahava that Klal Yisrael has. I'm sorry, that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. And when that disintegrates, the bias automatically disintegrates. So we've learned something very interesting, Rabbi Yisai, to make a 1 minute chazara, and then we'll continue with the thought, with the idea. The bias, the home, the Beis HaMikdash, it represents the ahava the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael, which is actually a pasuk. Toichoi, Rotzu v'ahava mibnois tzioin. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. What is the essence? The toich is the love the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Klal Yisrael, and as we've spoken, that love is dependent on the midos that we are bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, like the pasuk tells us. And that means that we're Rachmanim and Baishanim and Goyimlei Chasadim. So even if there's going to be a gap in Avodah Zarah, in Gilah Arayis, because Dam L'Chayr is against Binam L'Chaveri, it's a discussion for itself, but even if the Gimel Chaveris Chamurois are transgressed, the Kesher still stands on the Ahava. That's enough to bring it over. It's enough to carry it over past the bris that they sinned and that they broke. But if the Ahavav, which is based on the Midas of Klal Yisrael, that's not there, and everything falls away. And that becomes Churban Habayis. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, where I saw this Mefurish in Chazal. Chazal tell us that the Shvatim, it's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, Tzadik Tes, the Shvatim fought between themselves that the Beis HaMikdash should be built in their Chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Each one wanted to be Zoicha, that his Shevet should be the one to host the Beis HaMikdash. Baini Shleilam decides that Binyamin is going to be the one to host the Beis HaMikdash because all the other Shvatim were involved in Mechiras Yosef. All the other Shvatim were involved in the Sinas Chinam by Mechiras Yosef, while Binyamin wasn't. And therefore Binyamin is the one to be Zoicha to have the Beis HaMikdash. The Sifri goes one step further and says, you can ask me about Yehuda, I'll answer you in a minute. That's part of the Shir. Affects the Chalav al Azeikot. It's a pleasure to learn with you. It's my zchus to learn with you. We should be saying for many years together to learn. The Sifri says one step further. The Sifri says, not only about Sinas Chinam, which is a Yiddish Zakman Ashtem, it's a ma'akiv, it holds back the Beis HaMikdash, but it's actually deeper and more because Binyamin showed Rachmanis while the other Shvatim didn't. It's rather Mefurisha Sipurna. Hashemim anachnu alachina asher ha'inu b'tzaras nafshoi b'schanei leinu v'loi shamanu b'koiloi, says the Sipurna. What was the taina? Not the mechira, not the actual sale, because that was right al pi halacha. There was a bezdin, the Rebbeinu was part of that bezdin. What was the taina? Ala shereinu b'tzaras nafshoi. Rachmanis. We should have had Rachmanis. Which is a question. If the psak bezdin is that he's chayiv, where does Rachmanis play a role? A discussion for a different time. But we see that the shoirish of the chet, true, we talk about sinas chinam, but deep down there was a lack of Rachmanis. Zok the Sifri, their Beis HaMikdash is built on Rachmanis. What is the Beis HaMikdash? It's Mali Rachmanis, it's a Breshim, it's Rachmanis on us. He's Mechaper, all our Averis. And so the Beis HaMikdash needs to be built on the land, the Shoyrish, the basis of Rachmanis. A few Shilas on my side. First of all, you know what, you see an interesting thing. Why don't we say the reason the Beis HaMikdash was built where it was in Yerushalayim because of Yerushalayim? And why in Yerushalayim? Because it's HaMariah. And why HaMariah? Because of the Akedah. Why because of the Akedah? Because that's even where Adam was already Makir the Karban. HaMariah was the place where the Karbanis and the Avodas from Adam Arishon, the Rambam brings it down. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says Adam Rishon was born from there. Mimakim Kaparasai, Shami was Nivra. It's the pinnacle of the world. Say that's the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim, Harabayis. Unless what Chazal means, that's why Binyamin got it. That's what it means. You're right, it had to be there, but why would Binyamin get that chelik? The Terence is because Binyamin needed to be the host of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is because he didn't have Sinas Chinam and he had Rachmanis. or maybe we could say, it's all true. The avoda is still not enough to say the Beis HaMikdash should be there. The lack of Sinas Chinam, the purity from Sinas Chinam is enough of, is the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is in the Chelek of Binyan. Let's go one step further, Rabbi. The Medrash, the Sifri is telling us, and though Klal Yisrael are doing Averis, the Rebbe Yisrael will mechaper them. Oh, but there's Averis. That's still not a problem for the Beis HaMikdash, because that's what it's there for. The Beis HaMikdash is there to come and say, I did Averis. That's what it's there for. That's what the Sifri is saying. Klal Yisrael has to come with Karbon is saying, the Rebbe Yisrael, we're chaitim. We've done so many and so and such and Averis and Tshuva. And that's not a problem. Fakir, that's the point of the Beis HaMikdash. What's a problem for the Beis HaMikdash? Sinas Chinam, rooted in a lack of Rachmanis. That's going to be a ma'akiv in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, Yehuda. Yehuda was the one that was misakin the Achvo by coming to fight to protect Binyamin. That was the whole Yehuda. The idea of Yehuda was, and that's what Yosef saw, that Yehuda now nemtzachom fa Binyamin. So he comes now to the Achvas Medrashim. It's not the time, I only have another minute or so. But Yehuda was the one that reestablished the Achdus in the Shvatim. And therefore a chelik of it, of the Beis HaMikdash, is by Yehuda. Iker by Binyamin and also by Yehuda. With this, Rabbi, I want to answer and then tell us Lamaisa says. Medrash says to Yalkut Shemaini that when Mashiach comes, he's going to stand on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and he's going to call out Anavim, humble ones. Anavim, humble ones. Yizman Gulask, the time of your redemption has come. See, the Mashgiach of Nasa Zeichat Tzadik Levracha asks, others ask it as well, why Anavim? Why is this the title to call back Klal Yisrael into Geula, back to Eretz Yisrael, back to the Beis HaMikdash? So Rav Mashgiach has a Mahalach. For a different time, we'll get into his Mahalach. I would have said simple, Gulas makes a person humble. That's what, you know, Anavim, you went through Gulas, you're humble now. Gullus could break a mensch. Hitler, America, does a good job on our humility of who we were and who we are. Balklapanim, I think maybe we could say a third shot based on everything we said. In the Sivasar of Yitzhak Blazer says, Anov is the base of Mavral Amidus. The Altaf Kelim in Chachma Musar Chelik Aleph, page Nunches says, Anova is the base of Rachmanis. Actually, when we call them Anovim, we're saying those that don't have Sinas Chinam. Anovim, those that have Rachmanis, time to come back. Because the Beis HaMikdash is built on the lack of Sinas Chinam, the tikkun of Sinas Chinam. It's built on the Rachmanis and the Baishanim, the Gemle Chasadim, the Bonai. For Bnei, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Bonai Heichon Hei. Anovim is another way of saying that they have the Midas of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And that's why we call them back with the word Anovim. Lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. We can do our little part to help build the Beis HaMikdash. Chesed, Rachmanis, Bikachaylan. And on a simple level, you walk into a shul, mechazik another person. Mechazik another person. He's down. Everyone has his issues and his problems. Have compassion. Simple. Yeah, this is beautiful when it's simple. Take it literally. Don't have to make big organizations, Rabbi Yisai, to be Balei Chesed. Balei Chesed can be simple things. A simple hello, a simple chizuk, a bigger chaylim. Who knows which is going to tip the scale? And the Rishon says, "Anovim,
Here's Matulas. He's a good. Be a Sagayo until the Binyan Mikdash.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.